me one quick second here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Matthew?
Yes.
Hey, Matthew. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
So far so good. It's been a really busy day, but I guess that's a good problem to have, you know?
Of course.
I understand you were speaking with my representative, Lulu. She asked me to jump on the line, mainly to go over some pricing. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Yeah, I'm more curious, like, is this a monthly fee for unlimited calling, or how does it work?
Yeah, it's a Google Places placement. So those are the three guys that show up next to the map there if you type in carpenters in your area.
Okay.
And it's not like the traditional Google ads or Google Guarantee, so there's no, like, cost per lead or click. It's just one flat monthly rate. You get listed for up to 15 different keyword terms or services at a time, and they can contact you as many times throughout that month. It's not going to change your bill. You get the same rate. Yeah, we're not charging it based on that. So the guys that are up there now are like Trim Monkey. I don't know if you heard of them before.
No.
Okay, Trim Monkey Carpentry and Design LLC, and there was Justin West Construction and Expresswood Cabinetry, the cabinet maker.
Okay.
So we have one spot open currently. We're actually going down the list of qualified companies. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill that spot. Once we fill that position, we're closing out the category. So we won't be able to work with any other contractors that fall within this category. Does that make sense?
Okay.
There's a lot of you guys. There's West Brothers Construction Company, and Marin's Custom Cabinets, Cornerstone Construction of Central Texas. So, everything we do here, I mean, we never ask you guys to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. You won't have to, as I mentioned, paper lead or click or call. I was actually just looking up your business name, and I found the Home Advisor by Angie's program. It's kind of raising some red flags for me. Do you like that service?
I just started it. I'm mixed about it.
Okay. The reason I ask is because they do purchase Google advertising, so they do something kind of similar to this already for this area. I guess the difference would be is that they sell the leads to you on a per lead basis, whereas we just list you independently. So we're not like putting you on our site, putting ourselves on Google, then selling you the leads. We're actually a Google partner, so we would list you independently on Google like they are, and we just let the customers call you directly from there.
Okay.
You kind of see the difference between the two?
Yeah.
Okay. But as far as costs, with us building the website for you, because Lulu said you didn't have one, you're probably going to need that. Usually this package
is... I have a website.
Oh, you do have one.
Yes, it's not very good or well done, but I do have one.
Okay. Lulu just put in all caps, website needs one. Just put needs one. Yeah. So I don't know if she looked at it and maybe found something was wrong with it or what the case may be. But the website, I mean, if you're comfortable with it, we can use what you already have. You know, that's not a problem. That'll actually save you some money.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But with the discounted pricing structure, what I was going to say, and if I waive the fees affiliated with the site, I can get the pricing down to just $299. And they normally charge $4.99 for it. So it'll save you $200 off the initial investment, but it'll save you $200 also every month moving forward because that's an indefinite discount. It's not just for the first month.
Okay. So $2.99 a month, and then that being posted up. Okay.
And it's about $10 a day if you break it down. And it does come with an in-depth tracking system. So you'll be able to see all the leads, clicks, calls you're getting, what zip codes they came from, what prospects are turning into clients. If you're missing calls, it'll save their information so you can call them back. That way you're not missing any of your opportunities.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then how did you feel about the website, though, is more my concern. Would you want to just use the website you have and roll with it at $299 month to month, or did you want to get a new website developed?
What would be the cost to get a new website developed?
Well, if you already have a domain, I can have a graphic design team build a site for you. So for a one-time charge, I could do it with a one-time charge of $150.
Okay.
And they'll build it, and then we'll also provide hosting for you, but the hosting will be no extra cost. So with the custom website design on your current domain, you know, your initial investment today would be $449, and then each month moving forward, it would go down to $299, and it would stay there.
Okay.
So did you want to do it with the website, or you just want to do it with the website that you currently have?
I would like to upgrade the website.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't actually look at the website, so Lulu just put needs one, and I assume that that means she looked at it. What's your domain name?
IkigaiWoodworks.net.
.net, that's why I couldn't find it. And you own this domain?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I see what she's saying now. It just has... it's just this one page, basically.
And well, it's got other...
Oh, there we go. Leads, craft, and portfolio. The portfolio only has one picture.
If you click on it, it opens up.
Okay. Now I see why she probably said that, because when it first comes up, it just looks like one page and then like one picture, and then you have to click the portfolio and then click that other picture. Otherwise, it just looks like your portfolio is just one photo. I get what she's saying here. Yeah, so it's
very basic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not bad, though. I don't want to beat you up about it. I mean, I've seen business owners try to build their own site, and they don't even get this far. So, but we have a professional graphic design team that will come in, and it looks like you have great photos like of your work. And so we'll have them actually fully customize it, make it look a lot better, more modern and up-to-date, and then also have like a contact us profile in there to help you with scheduling. So I have to create your Google business profile. The great thing about us building your Google business profile is we're able to get you Google verified a lot faster, and you only have to create your Google business profile one time for as long as you own your business. So on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So 210-288-4907?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your last name, Matthew? Is it Igikai?
No, it's Carlin, C-A-R-L-I-N.
Okay. Where does that name come from for the business?
It's a Japanese term, but... basically means purpose. It's got a bunch of different pillars that in that term that recognizes like there's a need for it in the world, what brings you happiness, what brings you money, and then what brings you success type of thing.
Awesome. So, yeah, I didn't know that. You learn something new every day. That's why I ask. I was like, it's got to be more to it than that. Just that name. And I was like, you don't sound Japanese, so...
Yeah.
But it sounds very Japanese. Okay, what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing?
IkigaiWoodworks@outlook.com.
IkigaiWoodworks@outlook.com. Okay. And Google's going to send you a PIN verification letter in the mail. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. Very exciting. Kind of like a we are here moment for the company. There is a little 5-digit number on the back of that card that I'm going to need from you when it comes in the mail. What's the street address that I could send that to?
792.
Okay.
County Road 415. Stockdale, Texas.
78160.
Yep.
Okay, I got it. And then, do you want me to hide your address online?
Yes.
Okay. So they'll still see Stockdale, Texas, 78160, but I'll actually hide the street address and deactivate all turn-by-turn directions so you don't have to worry about anybody showing up there.
Well, it's the business address isn't that.
Oh.
The business address is in Converse.
Interesting. Okay, can you receive mail at this Stockdale address?
Yes, I can receive mail at Stockdale.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we're going to have the address hidden, so that's okay. But this pin is going to mark the center location for your radius, and then you can cover up to 40 miles from where that pin is sent. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. So I think Stockdale might be the better center location, depending on where the other location is. I didn't really hear what you were saying. The other location is?
Oh, no. No, Converse would be better, because Converse would encompass, like, San Antonio, New Braunfels,
okay.
Seguin, all that, yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's change it then. What's the address for Converse?
9310.
Okay.
Converse Business Lane.
Converse. Oh, popped up pretty quickly here. Is there any, like, suite number or anything affiliated with that one?
Suite 2.
Seemed like that one was a pretty large, well-known address for Google because it popped up real fast. Okay. Converse. And that one's also 78109?
Yes.
Okay. Or not also, but I should say is 78109 and adjusted it. Okay, and for this one, you want to have the address displayed or hidden?
You can have it displayed.
Okay. Update. Okay, let me go ahead and attach your domain name to the Google Business Profile. Perfect. Okay. And do you have any license or insurance?
I will.
Okay.
I haven't gotten the general license yet.
Okay.
The what?
The ETA, estimated time of arrival?
Probably within a week or so.
Okay, that's totally fine. So there's a form that they're going to have you fill out here called Google Verification Form. And I'll actually send this to you now so you can see it. You're going to have to fill this form out. Now, if you're missing anything currently, that's fine. We could still verify it. Just fill out what you do have. We can always update the other things later, like in a week or so when they come in. But at the bottom, there's a box that you have to check since you don't currently have some of the required documents or the requested documents, I should say. And that box is just authorizing us to do a video verification with a Google representative on the line. So they'll actually do a video call to you with a Google rep and just verify your listing over the phone. Just, hey, nice to meet you. Okay, you know, what's going on with this? They'll just kind of verify the information that we're submitting.
Okay.
Okay. Let me go and update. Approve. It's very easy. Just check the box at the bottom when you're done filling out the form. And then, how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I guess just put it by appointment.
Okay. By appointment only. 7 days a week. Okay. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. Did you get that Google verification form?
Yes, from Local Splash Support.
Yep, that should be it. And it'll say url.localsplash.com/Google. there'll be a link in there that'll say that.
Yes.
Okay. If you click on that link, that's the actual form. And this has also been sent to your email as well.
Okay.
Pretty easy plug and play. You can like upload photos and snap pictures of any of the documents that you have, and that'll actually go directly to the Google headquarters, and they'll put a little badge and a check mark on your listing on the first page of Google, and it lets the customers know that you're a verified contractor, and it just builds credibility and trust, makes it a lot easier for them to hire you without having to do too much more digging, give them peace of mind.
Okay.
All right, so I have the business profile created. We're going to want to do a client interview with you just to make sure we're customizing the campaign and representing your business properly. Also, because of the website, we're going to have to get access to that domain and then get a general idea on how you want the website to look as an end result. So usually the client interviews, they take about 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What would be the best time tomorrow to do a client interview with you?
Probably about this time around 5 o'clock.
Same time tomorrow? Okay. So I'll send you a calendar invitation to the appointment, and then we will text you 1 hour before. I'm going to schedule it between 5 and 6 central.
Okay.
Okay. And then if anything pops up or changes to where you can't make it, just let us know. We could always reschedule it, but we want to make sure that, you know, we get this done as soon as possible.
Okay.
I'm not really a fan of wasting a day. A day can make the difference. I've had crazy situations where one day can mean a, you know, $10,000 contract or or nothing. So, all right. Let me go ahead and save. All right. That invitation has been sent to you. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $449, how did you want to do that?
I can do it by card.
Okay. Now, is this going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
It'll be underneath my name.
Okay. There's no business name attached to this account?
Well, I mean, I can do either or. Mine with business or just mine.
Okay. Well, I imagine you're going to end up writing this off as a business expense, so it might be best to...
Yeah, so let's...
But I'll also send over an invoice receipt that'll say it's for Google advertising, just to be sure. So
okay.
I'm sure you could still give that to your CPA if you use the personal, but I just want to make sure that everything's coming across clearly. So it just says Matthew Carlin on it. Oh, Matthew?
Yes.
Oh, thought I lost you there.
Oh, it's on the card. Oh.
Yeah. Does it just say your name?
I thought you were... Yes, Matthew A. Carlin. And
Let me go ahead and add that. All right. And then is the billing address that 9310 Converse Business Lane, or is it the Stockdale address?
792.
Okay.
It'll be Stockdale.
Okay. Let me update this here. Do you have other online listings with that Stockdale address on it?
No.
Okay. Just want to be sure, because they do a name, address, and phone number cleanup when you submit your business profile to Google, and Google's a search engine, not a directory. So if those directories have the wrong address, they're going to end up changing it.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. So the business address that you gave me today is going to be updated on all your online listings. And not just the Google business profile.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
It'll be 4270.
4270.
8290.
8290.
3187.
3187.
2820.
2820. Okay. Looks like I have one too many numbers here. Oh, no. That's accurate. Okay. And then the expiration date, month, and year?
0626.
06 of 26. And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
863.
Okay. And just as an added form of protection for you, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. As I'm walking you through this voice verification recording, if there's anything that I say that maybe you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me. Okay, I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business.
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line, Matthew. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Icky Guy Woodworks.
Thank you. The business will be listed as an LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Matthew A. Carlin, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we know everything that you currently have. Just because we're a Google partner and they're a search engine, like I was saying earlier, so any directories you're currently using we'll be aware of. But they just kind of put that in there because moving forward, if you're going to add anything, we don't want you to duplicate any of your online listings or to be paying for something we're already doing for you. So if you're not sure, just double check, okay?
Okay. And like I said, all I have is the Angie stuff.
To be honest, I feel like after a month or so of this, you'll probably wind up leaving them anyway. But I just want to be transparent with you on, you know, if you're going to add anything after today. They're not conflicting. I mean, you could keep them if you want, but like I said, they get their leads from Google. They're just reselling them to you, so I don't know if that's something you're going to want to keep long-term once you have this going and it's bringing your own customers in.
Gotcha. Sure.
So the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's going to be in the amount of $449 for the first payment because of the website creation and setup and then the ongoing hosting for the site. And then it says when the term is completed, the agreement's going to renew each month on the 28th day, but it'll be at $299. And then it'll stay at that $299 rate indefinitely. So it's not just like an introductory discount. You'll actually keep that rate as long as you're with us.
Okay.
Now, it does state in the fine print that you can discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing's due so we could stop the billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and authorize this. I did want to run this by you. You don't have to capitalize on either of these, but they're just telling me to offer it to you. So I'm just going to throw it out there. They have a 6 month prepay option that they said that I can give you. The 6 month prepay, they're asking for $1,350. And there's also a 1 year contract that you could do. It's a prepay, and they say we could do that for $25.50. Would you like to capitalize on either of those?
No.
Okay. If you do change your mind and want to capitalize on those, I mean, the annual package is going to save you about almost $1,100 over the course of the year, not counting, like, the website. So you could always call in.
Okay.
It's really common for our clients after a couple months to, like, upgrade to an annual package or something like that rather than just bill every month, and it also saves you a significant amount. So I'm going to go ahead and process your first month's payment. When this payment clears, you're going to receive a welcome text message with a full outline of the service agreement in writing. You do have to sign off on that. It's called your subscription terms. And then you're also going to receive the login credentials for your account dashboard and tracking system. You will also receive everything via email as well. There'll also be like a YouTube video in there. It'll show you how to use your tracking system. So that's really in-depth. One of our clients, or my colleagues here, actually created that video, and it kind of walks you through how to use that tracking system and make your life a lot easier. They also have a link in there to the downloadable app if you want to have it on your mobile device, or if you have somebody else within the company, like a manager that you want to have access to, they could always download the app to their phone and use the login credentials there.
Okay.
All right. So I have to just make sure that you're receiving all of this, and then you will be good to go until our client interview tomorrow between 5 and 6. Let me know when those text messages come through.
Yes, I just got the invoice.
Okay, the invoice receipt. That one's going to have the link to the service agreement in writing. I want to make sure that's signed off on before the client interview tomorrow, or they'll basically start the conversation with that. Do you know the login, like username and password for your domain name off the top of your head?
No, I'll have to look at it.
Okay, try to have that prepared for the client interview tomorrow as well.
Okay.
Okay, and then obviously fill out that Google verification form. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or if you're having trouble with any of the forms, you can always contact me directly. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you. It's the same phone number. You just hit extension 1.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up, Matthew. I'm looking forward to working with you and developing a long-term business relationship. I'll let you get back to the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you tomorrow at 5 o'clock for your client interview.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.